brothers and sisters to the Smart Sister Show, and this is your girl Smart Sister. And oh Lord, it's so much going on. It's just ridiculous. Basically, the title of this show is either you're a part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And that is what all this crap is coming to at this point in time. Black people, it's time. It's time. When I heard about the Breonna Taylor case, I wasn't surprised. Didn't I tell y'all a while ago when we talked about the settlement? Didn't I tell y'all that settlement was going to be hush money? Was going to be money to slide stuff over? Didn't I tell y'all that Daniel Cameron wasn't going to do a damn thing because he's on his way up in the Republican Party? Didn't I tell y'all? Now, basically, two of the cops got off. The main one that did the shooting that was fired is the one where they were like, they're going to give him the lightest damn sentence because he wasn't convicted of murder or nothing else. So are you surprised? I mean, really? Seriously. I already knew. And then with Benjamin Crump's ambulance chasing ass, he ready just for a settlement. He's a civil attorney. He's all about civil suits, not criminal. And I'm so damn tired of these people and these families getting these jackleg ass civil attorneys. Get you some criminal attorneys and start going after these people. I'm sorry, it wouldn't be enough money in the world. I know y'all said, bitch, you wouldn't walk away from $12 million. Maybe. Because what I couldn't live with hush money. Me personally. The fact of the matter that they paid so much to try to shut it down, so then all y'all need to grows won't get so mad, so then you won't come out in March, and oh my God. See, they just trying to wear you out so you won't be as mad, and so they can go ahead and do what they do, and you can do what you do and quit getting in the streets. And what really, basically, like I told y'all, my marching days is over. Unless y'all ready to go tear some shit up all the way, I'm not going to be sitting out there talking about no justice, no peace, because it's still peaceful, the last I checked. So you need to quit saying that shit. Okay, basically, it's time to come up with some other solutions because, like I said, you're a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. I believe, didn't Malcolm X say that? And everything he's ever said is just as true today as it was 60 years ago. All of it. The fact of the matter is, we have been voting, marching, singing, everything. And what you got? 60 years later. Now, here they go. They know ain't nothing gonna happen. Okay? They probably only gave, like I said, that much money because they was thinking them NFAC black folks might come back down there. And so they was like, well, let's pay this real good so they can stay in Georgia, okay, and leave us alone, you know. It's the same. Aren't y'all tired of the same old, same old? I know I am. I know I am. And if I had a family member that had been killed by the police, who knows what I would do. And some of y'all that know me know what I would do. The fact of the matter is, the old shit is not working. Okay? So why I'm saying you're part of the solution or part of the problem is white supremacy in everything. I don't want to hear about the systemic racism and white fragility. No, all that is still a part is made by white supremacy, period. And so either some of y'all got to understand what has been done to us through this world system that has fucked over the whole world. Okay, how many brown people been killed by the United States? Bombed your beloved Obama, all them drones, killing innocent people. Okay, so miss me with all of that shit. You need to look at what's really going on, and we are at freaking war. Now, if you're not willing to accept that, if you really want to go off in la-la land and just, you know, vote for Biden and Harris, and or I should say Harris and Biden, both of them done said that shit, and that shit rolled off their tongue a little too easy. So you know what you getting ready to get. And the bottom line is, old boy ain't gonna make it. Miss Thing thinks she gonna move up, but she got another thing coming too. Cause see, really, y'all got to look at the whole picture. White supremacy does not give up power to nobody. And I mean nobody. They are in power for the long haul. Okay, and only, and it's against us. If you see, they don't do all this shit to no other race but us. Why? Because one, we're genetically superior and we can fuck them out of existence. Two, white supremacy is exact projection of their hatred, really of themselves, because they are recessive. Now, y'all can come and talk about, are you a hotel? Yep. When it comes to that shit, you got that right. What else explains anything? Why else are they still effing with us till today, trying to get rid of us, trying to keep us brainwashed, trying to keep us in a certain place mentally, where some of y'all gonna stay? Because I don't care what would happen. You believe what you believe, and that's the end of that, and ain't nobody gonna tell you no different. So that's fine, but the rest of us need to get it together. It's as simple as that. The problem is, too many of us are too damn brainwashed. Too many of us don't feel that we have to do anything. We don't owe nobody shit. I don't care. You know, long as I get mine. You know, long as I get my hustle on. Long as I get my shit. I don't care about nobody else. And too many of us fall into that category too. My thing is this. When you think about Brianna asleep in her bed, shot dead, if that don't hit something in here, I don't know what to say. And it's a whole bunch of dead, walking dead motherfuckers out there too that don't feel shit for nobody. So fuck them, they psychotic anyway. But I'm talking about when you feel this stuff, when every murder that you hear about hurts you and you feel it in your soul, then that means it's time to go to war and it's time to do some work. And if you do not feel that, if you do not feel like you're ready to give your life, because look how many people gave their lives for us. And what are we willing to do? Not a damn thing, most of us. But see, it didn't ever take a whole lot of people. It always just took a few to be dedicated to do what they were supposed to do, and they made the way for every damn body else. Okay? That's history. That's how it goes. That's what has happened in the past. So those of us that feel something, those of us that are willing to use our brain, those of us that are really willing to organize, see, that's the solution. The problem is we can't keep sitting up here talking about shit. We suffer from the paralysis of analysis. We didn't analyze the fuck out of everything, everybody, all, white folks, white supremacy, systemic racism, microaggressions, blah, 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 blah. Like we don't know. But the problem is with us, the problem is that we don't see that we under attack and that we are at fucking war. We think we playing tiddlywinks. And some of us think, well, if I just vote for Biden and Harris, you know, see, then we going to have Trump out and then stuff going to get better. But some of them is the same people that will vote for slavery and will buy powdered water. Okay. That's unfortunate, but it's true. Ain't shit gonna change no matter who the hell a damn president is. And that's why I keep telling y'all why we gotta get our stuff together and get our communities together. We need little Africa in every damn city. Like I said 100 times, you think the damn Koreans or the Chinese give a fuck who the president is? They got their own shit. Okay? That's what we need to be doing. That's how we need to be rolling. We need to be rolling with some Pan-African shit. Why don't we do trade? That's, you see, when they killed Malcolm, within a week or two of him meeting with African leaders, for us to start working together and trading and doing all kind of stuff. See, if we had followed what he said 60 years ago and got our own shit, where do you think we would be by now? And I respect Martin Luther King, and I'll give him his props, okay? But, like he said, am I leading my people into a burning house? You're damn right. It's burning, and the ceiling that came down, and whatever. That's what the hell happened. And it's okay. Everything happens when it's supposed to. So at this point, we need to look at what works, what doesn't work. We need to quit doing the same old crap. And like Malcolm said, you know, when we get together to plan to work for our people, leave your religious beliefs by the door. See, that's one of the problems too. We always get caught up in religion. You a Muslim, you a Christian, you a Seventh-day Adventist, you a Hebrew Israelite, you a da da da. And then don't shit get done. See, I believe put all that to the side. You got to put your, like Malcolm said, your religious beliefs are personal and they're your own. And they do not need to come in to what we talking about doing in order to free our people. It don't matter what religion you are to start a business. Okay? Well, according to what kind of business. No, but y'all know what I'm saying. You know, we get caught up. That's been our problem. We got colorism. We still think light is right. Black get back. We still are so self-hating, some of us, that we don't even realize that it is self-hate. When you always, niggas can't do that. Nigga, what you think? We can't do that. You better wait, because see, the white man ice colder. The white man, self-hate. If you look at the brilliance of black people, you'll know instantly who got the juice and who doesn't. Okay, but we don't know it. See, they made us think we couldn't possibly be nobody. But yet and still, they use every fucking thing we've ever done, from free labor to all of our inventions. Okay? And I'm with Umar Johnson on that one. Let's take all our inventions and make money. Somebody, we need to get paid. That's reparations. Pay for all that shit. Nobody in America can make it through a day without using something that a black person invented. Nothing. Nobody. It's too much stuff that we've done. From your cell phone to your laptop to the engine in your car, the stoplight on the street, the refrigerator you open to put your lunch in. Okay? It's so much stuff. If you just read your own history and know what the hell we've contributed, you wouldn't be running up behind these damn white folks trying to be accepted. Too many of us still do that too. Looking for validation outside of yourself, and you are retarded. Because I don't know what else these white people can do to you for you to get it. For you to finally say, damn, I guess we do need to work together, huh? You know, all you do, the people willing to stick their neck out, you want to chop it off. You know, Ice Cube is trying to do something positive. And he got plenty of money like some of you broke ass niggas wish you had. And he don't have to do shit but sit back and enjoy himself. But he's trying to be helpful. And what do y'all do? So here you go. Here you go. You know, I look at the tax and stuff I get. I don't give a fuck. Y'all know I don't. But there we go. We can sit back and attack, but you ain't got a fucking thought or an idea. And everybody went, well, why don't you run for office? What is the solutions you got? Bitch or bastard, I don't have to come up with no solutions, but I'm working on it. I'm getting together people and organizing and trying to get some shit together. What you doing? The very motherfucker typing on that keyboard, your keyboard courage ass, what you doing other than sitting there jaw-jacking? That's the fucking all. And then going to vote for Biden, that's about all. And I'll be so glad, first of all, that I still believe they're going to lose. But second of all, if by chance they win, what the fuck you think he going to do for you? I'll wait. You know, like your life miraculously is going to change. And Wall Street then already said they like them because then things can get back to normal. So even Trump pissing them off, pissing Wall Street off a little bit with his ignorant ass. And so for all of y'all that think I'm a Trump supporter and I'm a Russian bot, I don't think so. I can't stand neither one of them. And I just refuse to pick between which fucking racist I would vote for. Neither. So like I said, part of the problem. Are you part of the problem? What are you doing? Since y'all want to ask me all the time what I'm doing, what you doing? Who you working with? Who are you giving some money to? Who are you organizing with? Who are you helping? Who are you trying to build something with? I just heard about that family in Georgia, whatever, the Bronco Makers. They get ready to build the damn city so they can feel safe in it and do their thing. Look how many black people are just leaving the United States, going to Africa, going to countries. I know I want to leave this damn place. I don't want to die here. So it's people that are willing to do the damn work. And that's what it's going to take. If you're going to dismantle white supremacy that has lasted and screwed people all over the world, that is no easy task. It's going to take a lot of damn work. And too many of y'all don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You rather sit back, ooh, and let massa take care of you. Long as I have the job, I's happy. You know, like I said, it's somebody that'll vote for damn slavery again, because then they'll say, well, at least we'll have three hots in a cot. You stupid, goofy ass. You know, like I said, you'll buy powdered water. That's how ignorant some of us are. So that's okay. My thing now, those people are showing themselves. They are everywhere. It's time for the rest of us to get together and damn what they say. Because they going to get left behind because they ain't going to never do shit. But go along to get along to try to survive. They want to survive. Well, honey, I'm ready to live. Fuck surviving. So come be a part of the solution. The solution is going to be us putting our heads together and coming up with ways to defy the lie of black inferiority. That is the solution. We got to start healing ourselves so we can work together. Because the main reason we can't, the white man didn't quarter people with horses, and y'all know about that's what it was, when they would tie one arm and one leg, both, all of them, to two or four different horses and hit them and let them pull you apart and you watch somebody's guts fall to the ground. See, that's the kind of shit they did to us. You don't know the half of the cruelty of these motherfuckers, but yet and still you want to keep running up behind one. Okay? So, no, no. The solution is freeing your mind so your ass will follow. Freeing your mind. Can you imagine that family buying that land? Can you imagine designing a city the way you want it to look? Can you imagine being able to go to the store or go whatever and not have to worry about no police because you police yourself? Can you imagine no crime, no drugs, no gang banging, no none of that? You can do this. We can do this. It's just a matter of figuring out in your brain what you want and putting our stuff together and get together and build something. The only thing it seems like that black people can build is a church. Use that same ingenuity. Use the same sharing of resources to build, okay, a church and then a store and then a gas station and then a little strip mall and then some restaurants and then a cleaners and... Think, reflect, get up and do. That's how that's supposed to go. We can create. Put it in your mind. Could you just this week think about what it would feel like to totally be free and not have to worry about nothing? You got to worry about how you gonna wear your hair because you gotta make white folks comfortable. You know, you gotta talk a certain way. You gotta dress a certain way. You gotta... Ain't you tired? You know, I got out of corporate America 12, 15 years ago. So I ain't had to deal with none of that shit in a long time. But some of y'all ought to be tired by now. And you have the smarts to start your own business and do your own thing. That's what we got to do. And I mean really support some businesses instead of talking about the shit. And I just want to start a small group. We going to do it and then we can grow and grow and grow and keep everybody accountable and keep our shit together because they going to come for you. But you got to be fearless in this shit. I wouldn't give a fuck. You can only kill me one time. Once. And if you call yourself as spiritual as you claim, then I would think you go back to the creator and it ain't nothing else to worry about as far as I'm concerned. So let's do this, people. You got to be a part of the solution. If you want to stay a part of the problem, stay there. Do your thing. Get your 40 and see who gonna put 5 on it. Do your thing. Go ahead. But everybody, the rest of us, it's time to get it together. So like I've said, email me at smartsisterT@gmail.com. That's smartsisterT@gmail.com. Let me know, because I'm putting together a think tank. That's what I want to do. I'm going to put together a think tank. You got to come ready. Like I said, you got to leave all your personal stuff behind you or at the door so we can have a decent conversation and get some stuff done without starting to worry about who's saved and who ain't. Don't have time for it. And I am a Christian for the most part. But I'm just saying, is there's a time and a place for everything, okay? And so let's get together. I'm going to start a Facebook group. A lot of y'all hit me up, put some on my in the comments to this video saying that you're interested, and I will add you to a Facebook group called Ufumbuzi, which is Swahili for solutions. And that's all we need to be talking about from hence forward. You know, every now and then I'm still gonna call some ignorant shit out that I see, but for the most part I want us to really start talking about some for real deal stuff, because I'm not surprised about Breonna Taylor, so we need to figure out what's another way we can deal with that. I also want to know what's going on with Ahmaud Arbery's case. He is the brother of one of my sorority sisters, so I'm gonna look into that as well, because they did the Negro thing and appointed a black female prosecutor that's also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. okay? I want to know what the hell she doing. See, that's my thing. A black face in a high place don't mean a damn thing to me if they're not doing their job and they're not standing up for us. If you are anti-black, if you are anti-whatever, and you're not looking out for us, you are as worthless as tits on a boar hog. So what the hell do I need to vote for you for, be around you, whatever? If you're not speaking up to from what I need, what? I don't need you. So let's do this, people. Email me, leave a comment, go to my YouTube page, because I want to start moving more people over there, because I get a majority of my views here on Facebook, but I want to move from this. And then also I'm going to start posting on Black Junction that I told you guys about, which is Black Junction TV is like a black Instagram, and then just regular Black Junction is like a black Facebook. More and more and more of us need to move over to that and help that brother, and put our stuff on the map there. Because if these white folks want to decide to take shit down, and you see, you can't fart loud on here without them putting you in jail. I'm surprised I ain't been in jail yet. But, yeah, we need to start moving over there and start getting our own stuff. The brother that made the way, let's go there. And I'm going to start posting links to his thing, too, so we can start moving out. I'm going to start posting my videos there, too. I already paid to do that. I haven't been doing it, but to help the brother out, you know, just a little bit of money, and that will help him with a lot of stuff. And the more of us he can get on there, then what? He can have more advertising. We can advertise our businesses and make it a little cheaper and better for all of us. So baby, let's people, this Breonna Taylor thing ought to make you want to shut Kentucky down. Y'all don't need to buy shit and keep everybody else from coming in your state buying shit. You need to shut it down, because they feel, like I said, that they didn't pay that $12 million. Her life is worth more than $12 million. So get it together, people in Kentucky, and shut it down. All right? I'll see y'all next time.
Get in on the excitement of playing Math Maze. Math Maze is a fun new card game for the whole family. It's fun, 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 fun for everyone. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Get Math Maze at mathmaze.us. Yeah. You'll have more fun than you could ever imagine, and the kids might learn something. Math Maze, the new game craze. Order yours today. Call 310-697-3177 or go to mathmaze.us. Do it now. mathmaze.us.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us, so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsisterT@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.